The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Swig here. Bourbon in the news today. I don't know if John drinks on the job or not. I know.
I'm drinking orange juice right now.
Really? Good for you. A good Floridian should be drinking Florida orange juice. John Cremins.
Absolutely.
The doctor of shopology with Doug Steffen here on what was the Good Day program, what was the early morning thing that John is involved in, which probably should be melded together anyway. You should be here more frequently. We put this hour together. We ought to put everything together.
Yeah, we could.
People wake up, rise and shine, make sure everybody knows what the heck is going on. My Cool Inventions, the focus of this hour. And a website that's aimed at getting people to take their dreams and move with them. You're a dreamer. You've got an idea. You have an entrepreneurial spirit. You've got a good mind. We're going to give you an example four times this week of inventors, people who've come up with ideas, and they want to make it in America. That will start with Daryl Novak, who'll be with us in a little bit, the pet. What is this, a magnet? Sometimes, and this is one of the hooks, this is one of the things you should learn from. If you don't have an idea that, in the name of the whatever it is, if that doesn't encapsulate what the product is, you've got a problem to begin with. Pet protected magnetic clips and panels.
Yeah, I met this guy at one of the Tampa Bay Inventors Council. Is a huge inventors group, and he had come up to us, and he was talking about how his pet or his dog, I think it was either dog or cat, had fallen off his balcony.
Ooh.
So he came up with a way to protect the pets and keep them from falling through the holes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's actually very interesting. But I think he does. But I'm with you. I think he needs a new name. And we can talk to him about that a little later, though.
All right. The winner last week was Stuart Lovenberth, who had Litter Zap. He won on, and so he'll be here this Friday, I think, on Dream Big America, right? He's the competitor for My Cool Inventions for this Friday. Stuart Lovenberth. So what did you get out of Litter Zap?
Well, I thought the Litter Zap was a pretty interesting product. And actually, after talking to ACOS about it, you're putting a UV lamp that, kills bacteria and germs inside a box. Mm-hmm. And you got a 100% vote.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
there are a lot of pet owners. That this is a smart idea.
Yep, right. Now, what happens here, for those of you who are wondering, if you're new to the program, we have inventors focused on trying to sell their product and get you more aware of their product every single day, Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, we put together the winner of these contests with some people who are involved in another project that's similar to this called Dream Big America. So we have three contestants every Friday vying for the top spot for your support. And you can be voting, by the way. The Dream Big America vote goes through Thursday at dreambigamerica.us. You can look at the three entrepreneurs, the three visionaries, and you can vote for one of them to support him or her. And they will win an opportunity to go to the next round, which is a contest that nets in thousands of dollars of support, prizes, and help for the person who's the entrepreneur. So there's a lot at stake here. And I think we were talking about doing a big $50,000 prize thing at some point toward the end of the year. So there are a lot of reasons to get on the program, get your product exposed, not the least of which is we give you a lot of time on the air here to sell your product, to make people aware of it, and to encourage people to do this. This is an important part of what keeps America strong and helps us survive. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about things maybe that you're working on in the basement, the garage, whatever it is. John Cremins here with Doug Steffen. ACOS Jankura joins us from time to time, but I think now he doesn't think he has to be here. He thinks
he's on vacation.
He's on vacation.
And you look bad. He's on vacation, but he's going to come back for a day, and then he has to go to Italy. He has a today's special value over there at QVC Italy.
All right. So speaking of value, there's a bidding war for the discount retailer Family Dollar, which is not doing, or at least you'd have thought they weren't doing very well, considering what their books look like. But Dollar General has made a proposal to acquire them for about $78 a share. That's almost $10 billion.
Wow.
And this is there's a rival offer here to the other offer that was posted Dollar Tree wanted to pay $74. So this is a $4 a share improvement. Dollar. Now, you wouldn't have, there's Family Dollar, there's Dollar General, there's Dollar Tree. How many of these stores are there room for? These big dollar stores. I know it's become big business, but how many do you have down the Tampa area where you are, John?
Oh, you know what? Probably every other street corner.
Really?
No. I mean,
you're that big?
No. You know what? I think I've seen, in my travels, at least around here, I've probably seen 20, maybe?
20 different...
Of these types of stores between the Dollar General
but do you recognize the name, or you just see Dollar and they all look the same to you?
No, I recognize the name Dollar General and the Family Dollar stores.
See, I think
both,
that's...
both those.
One of the problems they have, there's a big need, obviously, or a desire. This is a niche now. You can go find pretty much anything. You can get fruit in there. You can get food in there. You can get all kinds of toiletries. You can get things for back to school. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And because the economy's not good, this is a way for people to save money. And the products are, you know, I guess there are. I've been in one of them once or twice, I think, and I remember buying some fruit in one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
They've gotten away from the dollar concept, though. There are a lot of them now.
So they sell stuff for more than a dollar?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was the whole idea. What the heck's the good of it if you can't buy stuff under a dollar?
Well, maybe that's a problem, because what's
happening? Yeah, that is a problem. Right.
The last one I went into, a brand new one that they just put up by my house. So we went up there, Kelly and I did, and just to see what they had.
Yeah.
And it was actually, I was shocked.
Really?
I didn't see a whole lot of stuff for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the problem is that maybe they get away from their roots. Whenever you get away from your roots, like whenever you take people away from what their expectation, if I go into a dollar store, I want to spend less than a dollar. There's the 99-cent stores that you see around, also the same basic concept. That's why we're going to go. I don't want to go in the store and buy things for $10. That's not why I'm going in there. I want to see them make good on their promise. That's what the sign means, Dollar General. Buy things for a dollar. Family Dollar, whatever it is for a dollar. Dollar Tree. I want to buy stuff for a dollar. That's why I go in there.
That's why you go in there. But do you see what the combined value of that company would be? Or at least what their revenue would be if they combine the
9.7 is the offer. No, it's got to be, what, 20, 30 billion?
They're saying $28 billion.
$28 billion. My God.
That'd be 20,000 stores.
Oh.
That's huge. There must be a lot. There's got to be
a lot of money in it.
That's big.
Well, it's dealing with volume for sure, because the markup on these, so if you consider that the average supposed legitimate retailer works on what they call a keystone markup, which is 50%, or it depends on how you know, it's 100% or 50%, it doubles the price. That's the real. So let's say they buy a sport coat and they pay $50 for the sport coat. In order to supposedly run and make a profit, run the store and make a profit, they sell it for $100 or $99.95. All right, so that's how most of those so-called legitimate, I love it, the arrogance of Macy's and Needless Markup and Bloomberg's or whatever, Bloomfields, Bloom, what is it?
Yeah, I don't even know.
You know, anyway, they want to sell you better merchandise, but they're not really selling you better merchandise. They're selling it in more profit because they've created an ambiance. When you walk in and you smell what's going on at those counters, the Clinique, I mean, you know what kind of money there is in that stuff? Woo! And so anyway.
Very much so.
Yeah, all right. So those are the legitimate, so-called legitimate stores. And then you get into the Marshalls, the TJ Maxx, that genre of store. And their markup is about 35%. They're working on a closer margin, so they sell a lot of the same things, but at a closer margin. And then you get down to these dollar stores. And the average restaurant, for example, a really successful pizza chain like Domino's, they're working on about a 10, 12, 14% markup. So that's the kind of, there's a difference as you go across the scale as to what the supermarkets, some of them work on a 3, 4%. That's it. Their margins are that tight. And so there are all kinds of things across the... That's why Macy's and that ilk either own a lot of the malls or the mall, the Federated Department Stores, which started the Macy's chains and that, the Jordan Marsh, they bought them all up, Feline's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They owned a lot of these malls. So there was so much money in owning those companies, those stores, that they could seed the malls, and then they build all these other retail establishments around them.
Even Macy's now is becoming kind of a discount store, though. Have you noticed? Have you ever walked into Macy's?
I'm not a shopper, so I don't.
Everything is on sale. Everything is on sale all the time. Everything's on sale again, and then they sell it again.
Well, so what they're doing is telling you, John, by doing that the stuff they have is overpriced to begin with.
That's what a sale means.
It's overpriced.
And they also own a lot of the brands that they sell, right?
Yeah, right now.
So they get the markdown, and still make a huge amount of money.
Yeah, exactly. That's in-house stuff. That's why the Feline's basement concept, or some of these other stores, Bob's Discount Furniture Store, and they have warehouses where they supposedly put all of the stuff. That's a bunch of nonsense. That isn't what's going on at all. They're just dealing at such markups. They can move the stuff in and move it out. I mean, you wonder how many people are buying new mattresses all the time, and yet there seems to be like mattress stores on every corner because there's huge markup in it. Mattress General and Sleepies and whatever, Mattress Giant, all that stuff. Yeah. All right, so we've just now given you the key to the kingdom, ladies and gentlemen. Up next, our contestant of the day here on My Cool Inventions.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-780-8280 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-780-8280.
No upfront charge per site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death.
but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
After the hour, My Cool Inventions. This hour devoted to people who have ideas, who may or may not know where they are in the rung on the ladder that they're on in terms of manufacturing. They've developed something, so they're at least at that point, so they've gotten the attention of the people. And by the way, if you've got an idea, if you're sort of excited or intrigued by the idea of promoting whatever your product is, whatever your idea is here on the radio, you can go to mycoolinventions.com. You'll find a spot on the website where you can present your idea for those who vet the ideas. Same thing is true at dreambigamerica.us. You can go there, see if your idea fits, if you'd like to have it checked out and vetted by the people who are responsible for those things, because the people who get here on the air have gone through a process, right? John, do you want to explain sort of what the process is?
Yeah, so basically, you go to our website, mycoolinventions.com. We have a submit button. You hit that button, and then you tell us a lot about your invention. I mean, what I found, though, is that people forget to either put pictures on them. Yeah. They don't tell us a whole lot of information on their invention. And then you really can't make a good decision as to what you're going to talk about when you're on air. So right. You need somebody that gives you a good picture, gives you good, all the features and benefits, and does it well. And when they do, it can go through our producers, which then, say, you know, head it over to ACOS and myself, and then we put it on the air.
Yeah. All right. So this is a case where the gentleman in concern that's in the spotlight, Daryl Novak, seems to be somewhat concerned. I thought we ought to talk about that with him because he has an idea and he's in the process. This is the first time I've had this conversation with somebody on the air, but I think it's a legitimate part of the process. How do you decide when you're ready? So, Daryl, we're appreciative of your being here. We'll talk as little or as much
Daryl.
About your product as you would like, understanding that you may be, and this is a sensitive area, you may not quite be ready to put it all out to market, but I think it'll be instructive for people who are going through the process to understand what you're doing and what the thought process is in order to get something to market. Are you ready, and when do you know that you're ready?
Yeah, so Daryl created a pet protection barrier, and it comes from personal experience. But the guy, but Daryl knows a tremendous lot about how to make sure that your pets don't fall from a balcony. I mean, you certainly have all those open grates, right? And that ledging can cause a problem. So, Daryl, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning.
Yeah, Daryl, tell us a little bit about your story. Yeah, how did you come up with Pet Protectant?
All right, will do. Well, my name is Daryl Novak, and I'm the president of Pet Protected. And the story goes, I used to live in a beautiful condominium in Cocoa, Florida, on the 8th floor. And about a week after I moved in, somehow or another, my cat, Apache Halftail, fell off the balcony, 80 feet. So, fortunately, there was a grass area down there, and the cat miraculously used one of his 9 lives and survived the fall.
Good God.
That's called high-rise syndrome, and I didn't actually see it, but he fell all the way down, and he survived. So what I've done is I've created these clear plastic panels that magnetically attach to your balcony with these special V-locking clips that hold them into place. Therefore, it prevents animals, children, or objects from getting stuck or falling through the balcony.
So when you were coming up with this, when you were coming up with this, you evidently had to go and research this a little bit more. Is that a major problem for people that live in high-rises?
Absolutely. It's called high-rise syndrome is the medical term for it, the veterinarian term. And basically, cats and dogs don't really have a sense of depth perception, per se. And I would imagine probably a bird was flying by or something when my cat fell off the balcony, and he just kind of darted out there.
Except for it,
and
yeah.
And you know he's going down. And I've read some serious, there's a lot of serious problems in major cities all over the world, as a matter of fact, of, you know, things falling off the balconies because of there's no way to stop them from going through the balcony.
Okay.
Right.
So without, you know, using chicken wire or some other type of wooden harness of some sort, something that blocks it off. These are clear plastic panels made
out of don't tell us now. Don't tell us too much about it at this point in time. Let's see where we go with this. So stand by as we figure out what's best for Daryl Novak. Here are my cool inventions.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason. Wellness Plus. The card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you could double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it.
Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
My cool invention, 34 half the hour. Doug Steffen with John Cremins, or John Cremins with Doug Steffen. Both of us are together holding hands and contacting the living. Isn't it a swell thing? We start off the week with yet another inventor. Stories upon stories. I was looking at how, you remember when we were talking about Dollar General, and I was looking at Target and how they have been struggling since they had the problem. It wasn't really of their, well, the problem was of their making after they discovered it wasn't their fault they got hacked, but because they didn't handle it well, it really has brought a lot of ire down on the side of the consumer who doesn't want to be exposed, even though it doesn't make any difference. We've heard how many of these stories, four or five of different stories since last December, when whether it's a restaurant chain or whether it's a retail establishment or some company that has huge data resources, and they get hacked by these. Now the Russians are all about doing it. The banks, you know.
Last weekend, the Super Value stores and Albertson stores announced that they got hacked.
Right. So Target has had a tough time. Interesting that they are now going to keep their stores open until midnight most of the week. They're going to continue through at least holiday shopping season, and then they're going to look at it again because their sales decline has been off by huge numbers, and they've got a lot of real estate, that sort of thing. But the reason I bring up the story, well, it's twofold. This idea of what happens to you when you actually live and survive in this arena, this world of hacksterisms. But thinking back to what Daryl has for ideas and the people that we will hear from later this week who are entrepreneurs, or people last week, the idea of the Target store. Target wasn't Target when it first got started. It was a small little family chain, but it started with one store.
Which I worked at.
You did.
T1 in Roseville, Minnesota.
Yep. All right, so there you go.
Years ago.
Yeah, well, and then that it's grown and grown and grown. But one, the same thing is true with Marshalls, which became part of TJ Maxx. Started by a guy named Frank, I can remember the guy's name. I can remember seeing him. He and my father were friends. They worked in a little outlet store that they started in the basement of an old mill. And this was probably now maybe 45, 50 years ago. And then it grew. And it grew around Massachusetts, it grew around New England, it grew around the country to the point, well, he sold it out. And then the people that bought it from him sold out to TJ Maxx. But one person started it. One person. Look at all of these. The Mercedes-Benz was started by one guy named Daimler who came up with the engine and then put it into something that the engine moved. And that's where Mercedes-Benz, but one man, the electric light, one man. Think about all of these things, no matter what the business, the music business, the group Kiss started with one singer, and then another guy got together, and another guy, all of these. It's all about the idea and the first person.
Yeah.
So we have Daryl Novak with us, who's concerned about his idea and protecting it, and well, he ought to be. So what's our advice to him as he thinks about whether he should be explaining his idea to everybody here in this forum, because there are a quarter of a million ears that will hear this story. Maybe somebody says, hey, that's a great idea. I wonder if I can steal it, because that's the way some people are.
As an owner of a trademark and patent, as it appears that the Daryl actually is, he's pretty heavily protected.
He is, so he's okay then.
I think so. I mean, I think that... For what we're doing here, and we're trying to help him out as far as, you know, getting, you know, the people and getting him in front of people that can actually help get him funding, which is what Daryl is actually looking for. Right, Daryl? If Daryl's still on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're looking, because I remember the discussions I had with you, and you were very passionate about your invention, and I appreciated that a lot, and I know that you're in the midst right now of trying to get funding, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So that you can roll this out. I mean, you've got a patent on it. You've already trademarked it, and you've had it out enough where you've told enough people that I don't see you being in any kind of problem. I mean, that's just my own personal opinion. But I think that what you have is such a great invention, and is something that there are so many millions of people that are pet owners can actually benefit from, right?
Absolutely, sir.
And now that you look at the pet industry with the billions and billions of dollars that are spent on pets, this is your time. This is your moment. And I'd love to make sure that somebody out there might be listening to you saying, you know what, I like this guy. I want to help Daryl as much as possible, and I want to help fund him.
Well, that would be ideal. I've developed the product approximately 3 years ago, and it's taken pretty much almost that whole time to get the whole thing through the patent process, which we've done some provisional patenting on and stuff. So the patent is very strong. It's been tested a couple of times. However, I'm at the point now where, of course, it takes a lot of money and effort and stuff, and I'm looking for somebody to assist me with this that's, got the same type of compassion that I do for animals and children. And it's the perfect product. It does what it's supposed to do, and it prevents animals and children from falling off of balconies. And anybody who lives in a condominium has probably heard a horrendous story about it, or maybe even possibly had it happen to them. And, to lose one of your little furry kinders there is a serious factor, and a lot of people are scared to let their stuff out. So I've come up with a lot of people that, you know, really praise the idea, and now I'm just I'm at the process where we need to get a good business plan together and move forward with it.
I think you're making the
considered doing, and I'm open to any new discussion as far as that when I get a legitimate partner. However,
have you thought about crowdfunding at all, Daryl?
Well, in all, actually, I have, sir, and I've tried the crowdfunding route. I did it with Kickstarter. I had a beautiful profile written up and everything, and they rejected it because it was a safety product. And
really?
Who
rejected it? Kickstarter.
Kickstarter rejected it.
Huh. Why?
Well, because it was a safety product, and it's in their guidelines that they don't...
So go to Indiegogo. There's a dozen of these crowdfunding. Go someplace. Indiegogo, did you go to Indiegogo and ask them what they can do for you?
Well, I tried a couple of different other ones, and they're all pretty much based around Facebook and that type of scenario. And really, I did three different ones. I did, Redbox, White Bow, or White Bow, Redbox, something, a couple of different ones. And my Facebook community wasn't so foresighted and wanted to help out for sure. You know, I've only got about 300 or 400 friends, and, you know... Anyway, it didn't generate any type of funding that I was looking to do, and
maybe one of those. Yeah, maybe being on the show might help you, though. I mean, there are a lot of like-minded individuals that, like Doug, myself, and Akos, that listen to our show on a weekly basis, and our daily show as well, that there's going to be somebody out there that's going to be able to hear your pitch and is going to be able to help you. And what I'd like to do, Daryl, we always let our inventors come on and pitch for a minute to say, get to pitch their invention. And what I would ask for you to do is maybe pitch it and then, you know, ask for funds. So you want to hear more from people that could help you out to take this invention to the next level, and we're going to give you a chance to do that if you're up to that.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do this then. So we're going to play some music, and you're going to hear a guy in the music say, well, let's hear it. And when he does that, you pitch it. You pitch it for a minute. Let me hear your passion and tell people what you're trying to do here, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. We'll play the music.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, get old, go.
Daryl, let's go.
Daryl Novak. Protection panel. Basically, it's a clear plastic panel that magnetically attaches to your balcony, and there's our special locking clips which secure it against the railing. Therefore, it prevents animals, children, or sweet little Aunt Betty's poodle or kitty from falling off of a balcony. As far as having children or any other features falling off as well. It's also a great source of wind blocking. So if you've got a problem blowing leaves off of your plants or whatever, that's another sideline benefit that it does provide. However, pets falling off of balconies is called high-rise syndrome, and it's a very serious problem that's happening all across the world. Anybody that's on a second floor or higher, and if an animal...
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
All right. So, Daryl, we lost the last few seconds of your pitch because the buzzer rang off. But can you tell me, how would somebody that's interested in your invention, how could they get a hold of you to be able to help you? If they were a funding source and wanted to help you get this out to market.
Okay, well, you can easily reach me at my email at Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L, at petprotected.com. There is a little informational website up there which I took myself, and it basically, you know, shows the product up, and it gives a great explanation how it works. Now, we do need to redo a new video. However, I liked it so much that we put it up on the Internet. So if you Google Pet Protected, my website should come up number one out of about 40 million.
Yeah,
so we've
so
already got prominent positioning on the Internet. Now, what I need is
PetProtected.com, right?
PetProtected.com, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Google Pet Protected. My website will come up number one in the national listings as well. I used to work for an internet marketing company, so we've already achieved that positioning.
Excellent. All right, Daryl. Well, thank you for being on the show. We're glad that we had a chance to let America know, and then we're going to see how they vote as well by going to our website at mycoolinventions.com. Go to the vote page, and then you can vote right there with your smartphone. Text to the number 22333, or you can even, if you don't do that, and maybe you just want to go online at mycoolinventions.com, you can vote there as well. Doug, what did you think overall of Daryl and his product?
Better to, what my mother taught me, if you haven't got something nice to say, don't say anything. And that's not really fair because the product is interesting and the product is probably something that's needed, a good idea. I think Daryl, whatever his background is, leads him to be super cautious and therefore he becomes a naysayer about his own product. He's a horrible spokesperson for his product. He needs to get somebody, once he gets some, some oomph behind it, somebody else to speak for him, because he doesn't have it. He doesn't give me any confidence. He doesn't make me feel like I ought to have it. It's just, it doesn't work for me.
Having said that,
I'm not trying to be Howard Stern, but I think that he has got a great idea. And so we all have our own personality. We all have our own stuff. We all have to deal with whatever our own stuff is. His stuff is based on whatever kind of fear he's got, maybe from some other experience he had that was bad. But he pretty much, as you suggested, protected himself. And he didn't. I like the way he had. What I did like was that he explained his background in social media, or at least on how to get the maximum number of hits, get yourself to the number one position. That's very coveted. People who are in these sorts of businesses need to know in this day and age how to get maximum exposure. And how your name comes up first when you go to categorize, but I just don't think he is the salesperson for it. So
I guess I can see your point too. I mean, I know after looking at the product, I mean, I think it's something that everybody that has a pet.
Oh yeah, it's a great idea.
If it's on any place above a second floor, probably should have, right?
All right,
and it looks easy to put in.
Thumbs up or thumbs down? Text to 22333 or vote thumbs up or thumbs down at mycoolinventions.com. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you can take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/114 and participating dealers while supplies last, and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits, select models, excludes taxes, require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes of monthly high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Our nation's wounded veterans, men and women who have served our country, are accepting a new challenge in the form of a mountain. Soldiers to Summits, or S2S, and Wells Fargo are hosting an expedition to California's Mount Whitney to help wounded veterans overcome their emotional barriers while climbing a physical one. Wells Fargo is focused on transitioning veterans into civilian life and has committed $35 million through 2015 in support of veterans. S2S, a program of No Barriers USA, uses mountains as a metaphor and training ground to help veterans live a life of purpose. Executive Director, No Barriers USA, David Cherna.
During the Mission Mount Whitney journey, our soldiers are going to learn that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way. They're going to learn to tackle adversity in a new way, and they're going to bring that lesson about how to live their lives back to their civilian lifestyle so that they can achieve their dreams.
For more information, visit S2S2014.org.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams, like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program is here with his update, weekly information about those people who are in the news because of their health condition and the health studies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People are still talking about Robin Williams and his death. One of the experts that's on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell, said, Ken, that with proper nutrition, this problem of depression that seems to befit or befall so many Americans is not necessarily alleviated, but certainly addressed. It creates situations where there's substance abuse, and that was really all about what happened with Williams.
I think there's a spectrum of depression from mild to severe, and here we're not just talking about reactive sadness. You know, all of us get a little so-called depressed when we lose something or something happens, but we're not talking about that type of depression. We're talking about here major chemical depressions where there's biological basis and nutrition. I'm a big advocate of nutrition, but at the spectrum, at the level where Robin Williams was, you need a lot more. Nutrition's just one part of the treatment. There are actually more than 39,000 suicides in America, Doug, each year. That's an average of 108 each day. Yeah. And Robin Williams suffered from severe depression and struggled with drug and alcohol addiction for much of his career. Symptoms of depression, everybody should know this, they vary and can include feelings of hopelessness, extreme anxiety, appetite changes, insomnia or excessive sleeping, And of course, there's the suicide risk. Sadly, just half of Americans diagnosed with major depression are treated. Not everybody who has a depression disorder gets recognized. Depression affects rich people. It affects poor people. It affects people across the spectrum. If it can affect Robin Williams, it can affect any one of us. But there's a stigma that remains surrounding depression and its treatment, which may make some people reluctant to reach out for help. Older white men who are depressed are in a special group that are among the highest at risk for suicide. Toxicology testing is now underway to determine what, if any, chemical substances were in Mr. Williams' system at the time of death. I'm predicting, unfortunately, they're going to be positive. But it's a very important that we take a step seeing these illnesses as faults and blames, not as faults and blames, and see them for what they are: medical conditions, genetic conditions, brain disorders which require appropriate diagnosis, treatment, care, and support. If you have concerns about suicide, I'm going to give you a number. Call this national number, and this so often can prevent death. It's 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. If you have any thoughts, if you've written a note, if you're thinking about hurting yourself, if you've given things away, these are all the signs and symptoms. You know somebody who's just given the things they love away. They don't take any joy in them. And again, elderly, single white men who live alone, this is the highest risk group for committing suicide. 1-800-273-TALK.
And the risk of someone committing suicide is connected oftentimes, especially if you're older, to not getting enough rest.
This is out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Psychiatry, just this week, that older adults who have trouble sleeping may face an increased risk of suicide, Doug. Doctors should ask about trouble sleeping to screen for suicide risk. Nearly three-quarters of older adults who commit suicide actually visit the doctor in the month, the single month before their death.
All right, let's talk about something more pleasant. Fixing a problem that many of you have, whether you're a man or a woman, with thinning hair. Dr. Ken brought to you in part today by the folks who distribute and make Provia.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised," he tells us. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for your summer activities, Provia has its great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
And that number is 800-543-5817. Want your hair back? 800-543-5817. Cleanses your pores, gets the stuff that's in there that keeps blocking the follicles from growing, gets it out so the follicles can come back. 800-543-5817. Be amazed. Watch your hair grow back again thanks to Provia. 800-543-5817.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.